In the past, undocumented women could receive state medical assistance to pay for emergency care, like labor and delivery costs. Starting this year, Wisconsin's Badger Care program will cover prenatal care, too. To qualify, a woman needs to reside in Wisconsin, provide proof of her pregnancy from a doctor or nurse, and have a family income below 185% of the federal poverty level. This new law strips the old requirement that women also need Social Security numbers. Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services spokesperson Carla Viju says more than 2,000 women are expected to take advantage of the program this year.
And that means that 2,000 or more babies will have a better chance at being healthy and strong when they are born.
While the new law expands health care coverage, it's actually expected to save Wisconsin money. There are a couple reasons. For one, it will let the state take advantage of more matching funds from the federal government. It's also expected to cut down on health care costs the state would otherwise have to pay in the first 4 weeks of an infant's life. Seven other states have similar laws, including Illinois, Minnesota, and Michigan. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.